Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We have been talking about it for months, and yesterday it was official. It became real. Ground was broken on the brand new $1.75 billion ballpark that's going to soon be home to the Las Vegas Athletics. And we are so excited about this because joining us now is the man who has been leading the charge, not just for the stadium, but for bringing Major League Sports to Las Vegas. He helped with the Las Vegas Raiders. I mean, he was the president and now president of the Las Vegas A's, Mark Bedain. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
It's so good to have you on, Mark. And wow, I mean, first of all, what a whirlwind for you being in Las Vegas. I mean, how have you just grown to love this city?
Well, we moved here about 9 years ago, started working on the project that became Allegiant Stadium, and you've been here a long time, and you know this is just a very welcoming community, a community of underdogs. A lot of people have been here for generations, and then obviously a lot of people who have migrated here over the last 20, 30 years. And you can just tell that everybody here is very proud of the community and very proud of what they've done, all the different evolutions of entertainment and sports and just growth and defying people and proving people wrong. And the organization that I work for now and the organizations that I work for in the past tend to embrace those types of philosophies and beliefs. And it was just a very easy place to meet people and to start to call home. And it feels like we've been here a lot longer than 9 years.
You really have become a big part of this community. And let's talk about this stadium, because it's slated to hold 33,000 people. Why that number? What is it about 33,000 people?
You started to see that dynamic shift in sports. The number of people in different size stadiums, both football, baseball, arenas have stayed about the same size. But when you start talking about the construction costs and what people want out of the in-game experience, the 70, 80,000 seat football stadium is a thing of the past. And I think the 40 and 50,000 seat baseball stadiums will be a thing of the past. And for Vegas, this is obviously a great market for sports. And you want to create an intimate ballpark experience. You want every seat to be on top of the action. And John and the design team, led by Big, really put together an incredible plan, embraced that, and turned, I think, the ballpark design upside down. It's really going to be something for Vegas to be proud of. And I think it's the right number going forward in the future in terms of how many people you can get there every single night.
I love that. Hey, Mark, how are you? I'm Julian. I'm new to the show, new to the Mercedes show, and also new to the city. So it's a pleasure to meet you, sir.
Well, welcome to town, Julian.
Thank you.
Where'd you come from?
Seattle, Bay Area. I'm from everywhere.
Got it.
Yeah.
Welcome to Vegas.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Hey, can you, like, I know we have until 2028, of course, so we have some time, but could you paint a visual, maybe like a little taste of what a fan can expect when everything's all said and done?
In terms of the ballpark experience?
Absolutely.
Well, we'll obviously work on that for the next few years. But Vegas expects both a good product on the field and a good product off the field. There are different examples with the sports teams that are already here. You can go to a Knights game, a Raiders game, an Aces game, some of the minor league teams, and just see how they engage with the fan. But it starts with more than just the day of the game. You have to create that bond with your fans through events, through communication, through relationships with customer service, and make it a little bit more than what they might be used to in some other markets. And then the game day experience itself has to be unique and original and fun, and it has to change. It has to be different. It can't be the same show every single time, especially in baseball with 81 dates. Mm. So we have a really talented team on that, and we're going to do a lot of research both around major leagues, minor leagues, and other sports, and bring some of the best of live entertainment and in-game experience to the ballpark here.
We're talking to Mark Bedane, the president of the Las Vegas A's. Mark, a lot of people are, you know, already have like their baseball team. How are the A's going to become a Las Vegas team?
That's a great question, and I think it started with yesterday. If you saw the videos from the groundbreaking, it was all about youth. The stars of the show were really a bunch of kids, little leaguers, Wyatt Erickson, who pitched a no-hitter in the Little League World Series. We had softball players, and we had kids from the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And what was amazing is how great they were all up on stage. We kept looking behind us to see if they were reading off a teleprompter, because we had most of the adults reading off prepared notes. And these kids were just up there absolutely nailing it. And that's where you start. You start with the youth. You start with being engaged in little leagues and softball leagues and reaching the kids. And obviously we have some work to do to make this their favorite team. And if we start as their second favorite team because they've already grown up and their parents have indoctrinated them as to being a baseball fan, we'll work to make them A's fans over time.
Is there anything that you guys are going to do to, like, Vegas-fy the A's, like, logo, or add some sparkle to it, like, make it true to Vegas?
Well, we do have a lot of ideas on that. It's interesting because we held a number of focus groups, and a lot of people who sat in those said, just don't make it cheesy. Now, I know that that's not really a definition, but you want to make sure that you do the right blend of celebrating what this city's about, but not necessarily overdoing some youth stereotypes. So we have a lot of ideas, a lot of concepts, a lot of firms helping us, a lot of smart people in the organization, and we've got about 33 months left to perfect that.
I don't want to like go too far ahead, but is there a chance for concerts or other major events when the A's aren't playing, like at Allegiant?
Absolutely. This city has proven to have an insatiable appetite for entertainment. And the good thing that Julian mentioned, that the size of the building, you have arenas that are in the 15 to 20,000 seat capacity, and then you have Allegiant that's 40 to 60. And we sort of draft right into that middle ground of about 30,000 patrons. And so there's definitely a concert market for that, and other private events and other things, events that we can host here in Las Vegas. The All-Star Game will come here, World Baseball Classic, other large-scale sporting events. The building will be very busy.
I'm so excited.
So excited. Yes.
You are amazing, Mark. Hopefully I run into you at the airport in Montana again at some point. but please tell your wife I said hello, and we're so excited about this venture. You know, anything you need, we're here. We got you. So thank you so much for joining us on the show, Mark.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Have a good morning.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.